Good morning. Good morning, church. Hope everyone is doing well today. So those who don't know me, I'm Praveen, one of the minister team here. So before getting into the sermon, I just want to thank the entire church, beloved pastors, elders, and my friends, those who all prayed for me and my family in my tough time. You know, on July 14th, you may all know that my mom passed away. So I thank everyone who prayed for me. So considering the time, it's already 11:30. So I just quickly get into the sermon this morning. So I want to share with you about how to inherit the blessing of prayer. Let me say it again. How to inherit the blessing of prayer. So we often pray, isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So we often pray day and night, in and out, every time we pray, right? So in other words, we ask God, we pile up our petitions, request, right? So of course, yes, God answers our prayers. There's no doubt about it. Yeah? Because he is a prayer answering God. I want to read a verse from the Bible. It's a promise word and also called a lifeline given by God. Okay? So it's Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. It says, God says, call to me and I will answer you. Right? And the second portion here is, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen? So, most of us had an experience of getting answers for our prayers, right? But many of us would have not experienced the second portion of this promise, right? Great and mighty thing which you do not know. So I just want you to take you through a passage. There is a king called Solomon in the scripture. He is the son of great King David. We can see how he cracked this promise or how he inherited this promise of the Lord. So if you read 1 Kings chapter 3, 5 to 13, if you see here, Solomon, he was newly dedicated as a king after David. And he was doing all sacrifices to the Lord. And he was tired at some place. And he came to a place called Gilgad. And he came and he slept. At the time, the Lord called Solomon. And he told him, Solomon, ask, what shall I give you? So I just wanted to tell you that if you are we speak practically, if you are a common Christian, a common man, in time, when Jesus come and ask you, come on, what you want, I shall give you this time. So what shall we ask? So many people, we ask for long life, is it? We ask for riches, and some people even ask for a kingdom. So, but if you see here, when Solomon was asked by God, and God asked, what shall I give you? See how beautifully Solomon responds here. See how beautifully Solomon answering God. It's verse 6 and 7. First, Solomon is saying like, and Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord, you made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. So next verse. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Then he says, therefore, until this verse, if you read carefully, until this verse, Solomon, he humbled himself and glorified the Lord. He humbled himself and he glorified the Lord. Now he puts his petition. See, therefore, Lord, Solomon says, therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? And now you have to see. Until this, Solomon speaking to God. Now, God started speaking to Solomon. In verse 10, Lord says, this speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Amen? Amen? So until this, Solomon was asking this petition. But after this, he asked for the guidance of the Lord. Hallelujah. So now if you see that in verse 11, then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked a long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked yourself understanding to discern justice. So, in this verse, the Lord fulfills the first part of the prayer. You ask, and I shall give it to you. So, Solomon asked, and God given what Solomon has requested for. Solomon asked for the guidance, and the Lord gave him the guidance. And after this, if you see, that is what the second part of the promise what we read. The second part of the promise, I wanted to read you again. Call to me and I will answer you. This is the first part of the promise. And the second part is that, and show you great and mighty things which we do not know. So after this verse, if you read, behold, I have done according to your words. And the second part here is, see, he's telling Solomon, I have given you a wise and understanding heart so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And the next, and I have also given you what I have not asked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So until that, God given everything what Solomon has given. And now God says, I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be not anyone like you among the kings all the days. Hallelujah. So, in order to inherit the blessings of prayer, in order to receive the great and mighty things, in order to receive the fullness of his riches, the prayer which we do is not enough. Amen? So here what we see is not only the prayer that God answers, but in order to inherit the blessings of his kingdom, we should do a pleasing prayer. Hallelujah. So what is this pleasing prayer? The pleasing prayer is nothing but, as we seen earlier in the verse 7 and 8, it is humbleness. Hallelujah. If in humbleness we ask, right? So Solomon could have asked anything. He could have asked anything for the riches or whatever he wanted. But he beautifully asked God that pleased his heart, pleased God's heart. So the first part of pleasing prayer is that we should humble ourselves when we ask in prayer. Hallelujah. The second part is that the thing what we ask in prayer, that should glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The riches, the kingdom, the gold, the silver, the money, nothing would have glorified the Lord. But Solomon asked for the wisdom, which he beautifully builded the kingdom. That glorified the Lord. Amen. So that is why God was so pleased to bless Solomon. Not only what he asked for, and also what he did not ask for. Amen. So I just wanted to give you a small illustration. In the New Testament, if you read, I think I missed to give it to show in the projector. It's Matthew 8. There is a character here called a centurion. His name was not recorded in the Bible. So if you read from Matthew 8, chapter 8 and verses from 8 to 13, you can see a man here, a centurion. He is a wealthy man. He has an honorable post in that kingdom. But he came to Jesus for his servant. Imagine how many of us go to Jesus for our servant. Many of us not, right? So here we can see that this centurion went to Jesus for his servant, and he said, Lord, my servant is not well I want you to heal him. When Jesus was doing all the teachings and stuff in that place, and Jesus said, yes, I will come. But before Jesus going to his house, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. What a wonderful saying it is. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Although he's a rich man, although he has a honorable post, he's a respected man in this community, but in front of Jesus, he completely humbled himself. And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you in my home. Then he says that, he explains his designation and he explains his authority. He says, Lord, I'm not a common man. I have so many people under me. If I call them, they will come. If I say go, they will go. If I ask them to do any work, they will do. Yet, I'm not worthy to have you in my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if you read verse 10, when Jesus heard this. As soon as when Jesus heard his saying, Jesus marveled because of his speech. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to put a question this morning in front of you. How many of you us do a pleasing prayer when we pray to God? Not many time, right? Even when we pray, even when we speak to Jesus, even when we ask something in the presence of the God, did Jesus marveled what we asked? No. We have to think about it, right? So, this is the secret in the scripture. These are the secrets in the scripture. So, many times, many people I've seen, I've talked with, they say, Lord, I'm praying for this for a long time. I'm praying for this for a year, but nothing happens. I don't know why God is quiet on my prayers. I heard many of them saying, but if you really get into these scriptures, really you meditate a verse, meditate a passage, if you see, we have to unpack it. We have to untie it. Right? Then we can understand what the Lord really expects from us. If you do a pleasing prayer in his presence, from today, I believe in Christ that when we pray, this might have a change in your prayers. I believe in Christ. So, why I'm saying this, after meditating this verses, this passage, really, I changed my style of prayer. Instead of, every time asking him, Lord, do this, do this, do this, I stopped asking and I tell him that, Lord, let your will be done. So whatever, Lord, this is what I plan. End of the day, Lord, whatever you decide, you do it. Amen? So when we go into this, when we meditate this scripture, then the Lord gives us the vision to understand the scripture. Then when we pray it, then our prayer will be a pleasing prayer. Then when we pray it, then we ask in the presence, that will be, when God sees it, he will be marveled in our words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to conclude with one verse. Many of us think that, is this real? Is this something can happen? Right? God will really answer this kind of prayers. Yes, he will do. You don't think that only Solomon, a king of great King David, a man of God can tap the realm of God. No, even we can tap the realm of God. Even a common man who earnestly prays can tap the realm of God. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to give you one verse, then I close. If you read Revelation chapter 3:20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." Amen. So there is no point doubting the presence of the Lord. All we need to do is, as per this verse, is that we have to open our doors. We have to open our doors. What is that door? We have to open our hearts to the presence of the Lord. Amen. When we do that, go, sit in the presence, just open our hearts saying, "Lord, I pray for this. Lord, but end of the day, Lord, let your will be done." When we do that prayer, you know, that really pleases the God. Amen. And the thing what we ask, remember, that should glorify the Lord. Amen. So when we do a prayer like that, definitely that prayer will be answered. And it will be answered like not just an answer. It is like the promise what we are going to inherit. That is, call to me and I will answer you. Not only you get the answer, and God promises you that I will show you great things and mighty things which we do not know. Amen. So this morning, how many of you ready to inherit the blessings of prayer? Amen. May the Lord bless this word. Amen. Praise God.